Budget bill considered by subcommittee and now before full committee. Subcommittee number one, House Bill 5059. It's indicated on my agenda that rather than Representative Rybl, it should be Senator Potts carrying this. Rather than Representative Rybl, it should be Senator Potts carrying this. Senator Potts.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Representative Rybl had an emergency call and couldn't be here this morning. He was very much interested in this budget, and he was going to carry it. But so I'll go ahead with it, and then if I don't cover every item, then any questions that anybody wants to ask, then we'll take care of. And the Department of General Services provide central service support services to state agencies. The department administers the general government motor pool, the printing plant, the telephone service, the self-insurance programs, the real estate property and grounds, and the state capital construction program for office and service facilities. These services are provided by the department through the assessment of fees and charges to state agencies. This budget provides additional accounting and managerial tools, providing assistance to the agency to help correct deficiencies noted by the auditor and to improve the agency's responsiveness to service requirements of state agencies. The limited expenditure budget recommended by your committee reflects an increase of 16.4% and an additional FTE increase of 15.68 positions. Within this increase, the department will assume the complete administrative responsibility of the state self-insurance program as reorganized under the new risk management program. Assume additional maintenance responsibilities associated with the completion of Mall Office Building Number 1, the new printing plant, and the projected completion of the Veterans Building, and it will also replace worn and dated printing plant equipment, and implement an automatic telephone cost control system. The agency budget contains existing cost savings programs such as the mail operation, the shuttle bug motor pool express, the motor pools, and the office equipment repair program. The non-limited expenses item, which pass through the department's books but are not controlled by the department, reflect an increase of 33.6%. These increases occur in the areas of contract printing costs, office supply items, insurance claims, telephone charges, and purchasing. The committee also recommended the governor's budget to include funding for a part-time clerical position to inventory historical property identified by the Historical Properties Commission and provided for the designation of one model house for the official use of the governor. The house would be made available, and it will be rent-free to the governor for use as a governor's residence and for use in official meetings and formal functions. The budget recommended by the committee represents a reduction of 7.7% below the governor's printed budget and a 24.2% increase over the 79-81 biennial. I would like to have you take note of the fact that under the capital improvement, there is no capital improvement construction cost in this, and we removed that general fund, and there's no direct general fund money in this budget. So perhaps no budget that I've worked on since I've been in the Oregon legislature have we taken as much time and close scrutiny as we have of this budget. I think we were all very well satisfied that the management of it is top shelf, I guess you might call it, and they're operating the best as a private business should be operated, pay its way, and to compete with other agencies that would ask their service if they can do a better job to get the work. If not, they don't. And it's strictly, we viewed this strictly from a business standpoint, and I see no reason to not accept this as we have presented to you this morning. I'm sorry that Mr. Rybl couldn't, or Representative Rybl couldn't be here because he was very much enthused over this budget, so I just wanted you to know that.
I was going to recognize Representative Gilmore for
one question. Okay. Senator Potts, I notice on page 4, subcommittee funded the Capitol Mall security program within the General Services. The governor's budget had proposed to transfer security to the state police. And then on page, I guess it'd be the last page, I notice it adds the Capitol Mall security program package 401, which is $416,000 and 11 new positions. The question is, was the governor's printed budget with the state police, which would be a new program, was that, is that money still in that, or was it the committee's decision that that recommendation to the subcommittee 6 that that would be pointed out, would be a change, a transfer?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's right. The dollars and the positions are still in the state police budget, and subcommittee
today.
6 is, the analyst is conscious of the
okay.
Still in there.
Thank you.
There was quite a bit of work.
We
went to a lot of work on that, trying to make some changes, but we come out with the best position that was possible.
You know, Mr. Chairman, I'm aware of that. I just wondered if the staff was aware of the follow-up on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
There was someone at this end of the table who wanted the floor, and then Representative Katz will be after that person.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that I understood where my question related to that question. So go to the other side of the floor and then come back if you want.
No. It's related to that question. Go ahead.
That's why we have to restate the
form. So that we're not making another motion.
No, maybe we need to get it on the record.
You've got to pull the state police out.
Yeah, maybe we ought to get that on the record.
Okay.
You I want think to say I understand. That out loud? Is
it's,
that
it? It's essentially status quo right now.
Yeah.
All right. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. That was my question.
No. I'm sorry, I didn't answer.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Katz.
Would somebody explain to me, because I've never done the governor's budget, what the dollars and what the implications are for setting aside a house on the mall for the official use of the governor. There is a house now. Is there anything in the governor's budget to compensate for the fuel and the rent now, and how does this all fit in?
The way it is now, the governor pays right around $600 a month rent on the building. He uses that as a trade-off. It's added in, come back. So we figured that just do away with that, makes that one building, constitute it as a member of the buildings on the mall. We didn't put it with the residential people because then that is a different rent schedule that they'd have. Then they might be subsidizing, to be honest with you, that rent. But we put that in the whole Capitol Mall system. So as long as we could keep that building there, for a residence of the governor, we would do that. We found out that even just made it attached to what you asked, but it seemed like during the last year, so they've had fires and other buildings. Because of the ruling of the Capital Planning Commission, they had to rebuild it, but they can't tear them down or anything, and so they have to, you know, repair those buildings to suit the Capitol Mall people. Or the Capitol Plan Commission. And so we just thought we'd leave that one separate and keep it with the whole mall area. That way, it's a better business way to do it.
All right. Will there be a reduction in the governor's per diem or salary or doesn't he have a couple of $100 a month that he gets? Yeah. Will that be reduced in his budget?
That's my understanding.
If there's no liability now for rent?
No.
No.
Now he's taking a loss on the rent because time the utilities and the rest of it is, and so we will take off the other part, the rent allowance. That's in his budget.
We'll take that out. Yeah.
When he first moved in, the legislature essentially provided between $300 and $400 a month as an expense allowance to him, recognizing that he would be paying some rent on that house. since that time, the rent and the expense allowance have both advanced, as I understand Senator Potts.
Mr. Chairman, I can't hear the discussion.
As I understand Senator Potts, the rental portion of the expense allowance would be adjusted downward because of not paying the rent back to the state. The state's paying the rent either way through the expense allowance or the other way, and they would adjust that downward.
Is that accurate? That will be adjusted downward. Yes? No?
Well, you have to do it in his budget.
Yeah. Who has his budget?
We have
his budget. Have his budget.
Will you be reducing
we'll,
that?
We'll be.
He said it twice.
Well.
Of course that.
Are you done, Representative Katz?
Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. I want to be sure, Representative Katz, you yield the floor.
Yes.
Senator Burbidge.
I'd like to ask some questions in that same area where I read this budget note where it says that those costs will be offset or they'll be allocated to the other housing on the mall. If I could ask Mr. Forey, are we talking about only the residential housing or all of the buildings on the mall that are going to share those costs?
Mr. Chairman. Senator Burbidge, the intent of the language here is to permit the agency to separate the mall housing into two areas. One would be for the private residential area, the other for state agency usage. The governor's residence would be included with the state agency, keeping the private sector separate so that there would be no impact on them as far as the governor's residence.
Okay. Would you then share with me the information about the impact that would have on those renters when we do the other thing that's in here, and that is to charge between 5% and 10% profit over and above the cost of the maintenance and so on of those houses. What impact is that going to have on the rent on those houses?
There's some possibility, Mr. Chairman, that the rent may go up. Currently, my understanding that private sector is running at a loss ratio compared with the state-owned or the state-used houses. And the effect of this budget note would be to essentially put the private residences on a self-paying basis. The cost of maintenance, not keeping those facilities within the past.
Then they're going to put the maintenance money back into maintaining them? Is that what they would do?
Be self-sustaining and cost to be the maintainer.
Well, it's been self-sustaining because they haven't spent any money to maintain them now. They've been going downhill. Did they say they would maintain the houses out of that money?
Out of the increased rent, yes. Or the
Well, how much? That's what I'm trying to find out from you. How much is the rent going to increase?
I don't have that information.
Mr. Chairman. You don't have any idea. The thing is that some of those houses have been at a loss, and there hasn't been enough maintenance money to keep some of them, and they've allowed them to deteriorate. We ask them to put those houses, but the Capital Planning Commission and other people, that they put them back into shape. To do that, they've got to charge some rents. I can't tell you what the percentage would be, but if you're going to maintain the buildings and keep them painted and keep them cleaned up, you're going to have to get more money out of them than what you have been getting.
I understand that. And if they're getting $375 for them now, I want to find out if it's going to go to $500 and push all those people out or what's it?
Well, I don't think there's any intention to push them out, but the intention of this committee is not for us to be subsidizing the housing. It's not a low-cost housing program for the state of Oregon. We should have it pay its way.
I agree
and
with that.
That's what they're asking them to do. So what percentage that would take, we couldn't say. And I don't think he could tell you either. But when he starts to do the repairing, there was one that burnt over here and some of the others that needed to be either tear them down or refix them. That's all got to be figured into the total rent picture when they get what their costs are going to be. Then the rent will go up proportionately to take care of what the maintenance would be.
Senator Burbidge.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what I wanted to point out was that by their own admission, General Services has been a lousy landlord with those houses up there. Some of those houses haven't been painted for 10 years. And they haven't put any of the money back in, and they've been getting rental money that's been comparable to what the what the other houses in the neighborhood would rent for. And I am concerned, those are constituents, and I'm concerned about what the impact on the of this change is going to make on their rents. And I would appreciate it if we can get some answer from General Services, because they've got to have some kind of penciling scheme of about what it's going to impact on them. And I'd like to have that before this bill gets to the floor of the Senate.
All right, we'll certainly ask for that. As I understand it, we have been subsidizing the governor's housing by paying an expense allowance. Now you're concerned about whether there would be a subsidy actually from the other houses in the same general area, either their rent or their maintenance.
I've been told that answer to that question, Senator Fahey, that they're not going to allocate the costs of the governor's residence to those other houses. It's going to be from the other property on the mall, and that's large enough there for that not to be too great an impact. I am interested in what other related operating expenses means when it comes to the governor's residence. When you shift over the cost of heat and utilities and so on, you've picked up another maybe $150 or $200 a month of costs over and above what the rental would have been. What does that mean, that phrase?
That's a security name?
$155, I think, is the dollar amount.
Go ahead.
Senator Ripper.
You have a lot of money tied up in the governor's house down there right now that we've had to put in there, and we'll have to put more in as time goes on, security with all of the other things. We felt that that place was, until such time as the state ever decided that they wanted to have a governor's reception home or something, this was the one that we should sort of stay to and pick up those expenses. The expenses that will be picked up will not touch any other housing. It will only touch those that we now rent to our own agencies, and they're set up in two separate groups. So any expenses that, and that will be prorated. We would have liked to have just said prorated over the total cost of all of the buildings here in the State Mall and Capitol, but we decided against that and just to retain it to that group that's on the mall. That's off of the mall, the actual houses itself. But it will not show up or be reflected in any of the people who are renting down there now, because we felt that the renter should not be subsidizing the governor. So it'll only be the agencies in their overall expenses as an overall expense on those houses that we keep up and use for all of those various departments. We want to be careful not to get it attached to the people who were renting, because we thought that that was wrong, that they shouldn't have to do that.
But the other related cost refers only to housing, as far as the governor's...
All right. With regard to any further questions, Senator Roberts, do you still have a question on this item, this budget?
I just would like to know a little bit more about the increase in the Administrative Services Division. The explanation given the budget is that the improvements are designed to reduce costs and increase services to state agencies. Now, this reduction of costs to the state agencies results in higher charges to those state agencies, as I've noticed in the budget. I'm just concerned whether or not these increases in administrative service costs may not be, in effect, reducing services to the clients of many of these agencies. Because in order to absorb these additional charges by general services, I think our subcommittees are finding we're having to trim programs out of those budgets. And I would really like to have some assurance that this is not merely adding some more administrative structure at the expense of the operations of these agencies. We've got, I believe, an overall, in that particular area, for instance, of administrative services, and I know there may be some items I don't understand, but in 1979-81, I note that the expenditures there were over $1.5 million, and it's now proposed to increase that to $2.8 million. That's such a significant increase there.
Mr. Chairman, I'll try to explain that, and
please
maybe
do.
Somebody else can help me on it. But on the management side of it, I don't know if Senator Roberts has been aware of it in the past, but that has sort of been a mess for a long time. And so what they have instituted is a complete new bookkeeping service. They run it like you or I would run our own business. They're putting in a new accounting system so that they bring everything up to date. They put in a cost control system, a management cost control system, to know every day what the expenses are. And then to keep an inventory of everything, it was done in an impossibility the way it was going. But now they put in an inventory management program to run that thing like you would run your own business. I don't know if that answers all of it or not, but I would like to make one comment on this budget. If you look at the overall budget, we reduced $7 million, went right at $8 million. And so we added in someplace for good management procedure, but we took that much money out of it.
Representative Van Vliet.
I think I've had my questions answered, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions?
What's the motion?
The motion was that the bill be sent to the floor of the House with the recommendation it do pass as amended. Am I correct, Senator Potts?
That was my understanding.
Right.
It's up to, it's there for your people's consideration.
All right. I'd like to ask a general question of staff. Until we know the level of the general services budget, is it possible to plug in the charges for general services which belong in all of the other agency budgets? Can you know how much to charge, the rate? Is there any relationship?
Mr. Chairman, the general service charges that are distributed to all of these subcommittees should stand as distributed. And there shouldn't be much variation in that rate. The bulk of this budget is driven by purchases from other state agencies. And less state agency purchases, less amount of pass-through there is into the agency. So as you work with state agencies' budgets and give them a next dollar amount of limitation to use, that will then in effect really limit the amount of usage
make a difference if I
for general services.
Made a motion to file it.
But we need to restrict agencies' budgets. They simply won't be able to use that amount of limitation.
If they can't, don't get an order for paper, or they don't get an order for printing, they won't spend the money for paper for printing, and so the budget where that's really controlled is the buyer, the other state agency.
Demand.
Yeah, the buyer.
Okay. One of the things you, one of the things, if I might say, is that under the old system, they really didn't have as much control as they are now getting. Some of the new management controls that they're trying to put in for bookkeeping, so that they can be more or be on top of what all state agencies are doing, will take about 4 years to implement, but this is the start of it. But you shouldn't be buying paper for 2 years at a crack or not have this control end up with something that you don't need. So their new kind of cost control will give them that type of inventory where you don't have any more than what you need the next 3 months or 4 months. It's still buying at the same rates, but you don't get out of line. You don't have to add another warehouse to store paper that you might or might not need. There hasn't been that kind of control like that.
No?
Well, I just hope that we don't spend more money for accounting so we have less money to spend on supplies.
Well, yeah, it'll actually be less when we get through because now it's all done by hand.
Is there further discussion of the motion? Representative Lindquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move to amend the motion to file this budget the same as we do the general fund budgets, and then speak to that motion.
I'll treat that as an amendment.
Okay.
That we approve the budget with the amendments that are recommended by the subcommittee, but that it be accepted and filed. That is the motion of Representative Lindquist would add, but that it be accepted and filed. Further on your motion.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The rule has been that other fund budgets go be treated as other funds, but this certainly isn't a normal other funds budget. It's other general funds, and I think we've got to look at that. If we have to go back later in this session and take another bite, here's $104 million that we've got to look at, too, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't hold this one also along with the general fund budgets and look at that. Now, I think the committee's done an excellent job. I have no argument at all with what they've done, even though on paper it looks like it's up from $84 million to $104 million. I realize the changes that go into that. So there's no intent at all in my motion to do anything against the budget. I think they've done a fine job. It's just that if we need to come back after June 1st and look at the budgets and take another chunk out of them, this one certainly ought to be taken down along with the other general fund budgets, and that's my concern, and that's why I made the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gardner.
Ask the co-chairman a question. The effect of reducing, if we were required to reduce, say, 10% on this budget would be that they would not bump up against their expenditure limitation. Is that correct? Because they would have an unused expenditure limitation authority and would not have the other funded from the general fund agencies.
Well, the budget's really in two parts. Part of it has a limitation. The other part of it is not limited. There are purchase of vehicles and things of that kind, and additions to the restoration fund, which I think would be average charges made to everybody, certainly the restoration fund. So there's not just one answer. The answer we received before related to them as a service agency, and clearly if they don't get an order, they don't spend the money, therefore they don't use the unlimited portion of their budget. But with regard to the limited portion of the budget, perhaps Mr. Forey would like to further answer Senator Gardner's question.
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that the answer would be that if we altered state agency budgets enough, there would be an impact on that limited portion. I think that cut state government by half, it might be possible to reduce the amount of purchasing, energy and silver in the purchasing division by half.
They would not achieve the funds to spend all of their limited expenditure portion because the funds would not be available to them from the agencies. But there would have to be an adjustment to reduce their work level since they wouldn't be asked to do as much work in the limited area. Did I say that right?
That's the reason for
the question. Any further discussion, Senator Gardner? Any further discussion on the motion to amend? If not, the vote will first be on the motion to amend and second on the other motion. If the motion to amend is adopted, then there would be a second vote on the motion amended, which would have the effect of filing it. If the motion to amend is not adopted, the motion to send it to the floor will still be before us. There will be two votes either way. The first vote is on the motion to amend to accept the report and file it. And when the report comes off, it will still have the portion of the motion with it, if you do amend, that sends it to the floor. If you don't amend, the motion to send it to the floor will be before us. On the motion to amend, All in favor of the motion to amend will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Please call the roll, Mr. Burke.
Representatives Katz.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
No.
Van Vliet.
Aye.
Jones.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Senators Burbidge.
Aye.
Potts.
No.
Ripper.
No.
Meeker.
No.
Thorne.
No.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
No.
Presiding Chairman.
No.
Do you have enough votes?
Wait a minute. What was the count?
10.
9 no votes.
10 no votes.
5 ayes.
The motion to amend failed. The question before us is the motion do pass.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meeker.
Mr. Chairman, this budget is a mixture of other funds, federal funds, and general funds, if my understanding of the way this operates. It's just like the state store.
That's right.
All of the other agencies with their federal, general, and other funds go to the store and buy from this store, whether or rent their housing from the store or buy their maintenance from the store. So the control over what happens in this agency is in the other agency budget.
Right.
And